In this podcast, I'm going to talk you through building a capacitor. It's a recipe idea, the general idea is to learn about the structure of a capacitor and build something for yourself. As in other electronic components, it just requires a bit of time to quietly build it and observe it and measure it with the ammeters and voltmeters and the such. To go through and try to learn about it. And there's not many things to really base components to learn about. There's the resistor, the capacitor, the battery, the inductor, and the transistor and diode. They're about the major electronic components, the alphabet, which produces all these varied circuits. And circuits are complicated, but we've got to start off simply and start working away at it quite simply. And so hopefully my descriptions may help teachers when they're trying to explain it to them, to their kids, or it may help people who are trying to understand this for the very first time. In general, lots of schools and places learn electronics, and it's a great thing to have up your sleeve. It doesn't hurt understanding it, and at very least, when you're stuck and want to build something, a little complicated thing like a servo or a tone generator or some sort of flashing circuit or control something, you need to know these base components. Say, if, for instance, you didn't know about resistors, or you didn't know about batteries, or you didn't know about capacitors, it would be very hard to actually decorated a little off-the-shelf controlled circuit. So you can buy these little ICs, little square things, and they often say, well, add a resistor between these two terminals, and it's quite involved. You often just follow the recipe, and hey presto, you've got a device. Everyone thinks you're pretty fantastic, you've made it, but you've just followed the recipe. But even to build these kits, you have to identify what's what. You know, it says put a resistor in here, you have to see the size of the resistor, or put a diode in here, you have to see how to put it in. So this is a real basic idea of slow familiarization. Now, indeed, this type of stuff is not taught at school, but for home education and for enthusiasts who want to know about it, it's something that you learn about. I don't know. It's a real 70s, 80s thing to know details about electronics. One of the things that I did do, I was in the University of Toronto and had, I think, third year honours, group of honours students, and they had to actually build a circuit. So I just grabbed a circuit. I said, hey, look at that, build another one of it. And they just couldn't do it. They couldn't identify the individual components. They could solve problems, write essays about it, but they couldn't actually do it. So this is more the practical education, and more away from the mainstream. So I don't know how it goes in your universe of understanding. So this is Peter Hill Explains, where I discuss things scientific, and I'm deciding to actually describe smaller things in greater details with less equations. How about that? So we're going to build a capacitor. Now, a capacitor is a high-voltage, short-term battery which stores charge based on using electric fields between plates. That's right. You charge up one plate, and say if it's positively charged, I'm not going to go into that, we positively charge one plate, that plate's going to attract negative charge towards it, and so what we do is bring up another plate to that positively charged plate, and electrons will stream into that plate. And then what happens is that if we connect wires between those two plates, the electrons will stream through that wire to the positive charge. It's a little electrostatic battery. That's what a capacitor is. And we've reviewed what capacitors look like, but we're actually going to build one version of a capacitor. It's probably the least interesting version of the capacitor for me. But for this, you will need a roll, some sticky tape, two separate rolls of aluminium foil, two separate rolls of, I'm going to say, greaseproof paper, or silicone oven paper could be the worst, just general, or even if you really want to push it, lunch wrap paper, brown paper, any sort of paper. And what you're going to do is that you're going to assemble or put on the bench the four rolls. It'll be in the following order. It'll be a wrap roll, a silver foil roll, a wrap roll, and another silver foil roll, and you've got your roll that you're winding it on. You'll also need some sticky tape. Now, the idea of this is that we're going to form capacitor, a coil capacitor. That's where there is essentially the two aluminium rolls are held apart from each other at the spacing of the wrap, your greaseproof paper, and that's how those little cans are made. You know those capacitors in the circuits you see? They're little blue things, little upturned miniature garbage cans with a bit of silver on the top, and they go down. If you manage to blow one of them up or open it up, and you eventually will, curiosity will one day will get the better of you and open up, and you'll just see, oh, it's about, depending on, you might be lucky, 30 centimeters of very thin. Well, so we're going to make a monster version of that, but the thing which we're going to lose out is that we're not going to be able to have as thin silver foil, and we're not going to be able to have as thin paper. You want the thinnest silver foil possible inside a capacitor, otherwise you're got a lot of metal there, and it's not doing a lot of things. You're paying a lot for it, and it's, you know, taking up a lot of volume. It's the entire thing to make a capacitor is get that small volume in. You want to have a small toy which can fly in the air. You don't want something which has got this huge capacitor weighing it down. So capacitors are really a light form of it. So that's what a capacitor does. So what we're going to start off with is pull out. These are all going to end in different ways. You're going to pull out the first silver foil. So we're going to arrange it so you can imagine from the left, it's paper, silver foil, or aluminium foil. I'll call it silver foil. I'll call it AL foil, paper, and silver foil to the left. And the sense that the paper comes off the top. I'm actually going to do it so it's easier to do. We want it to come off anti-clockwise, but from the base. So, does that make sense? You're pulling it rather than anti-clockwise from the base. It's at your left, and so all of these things are. You can see the coil. There's the everything goes underneath. In this case, everything is against the everything is pushed against the underneath of the table. When you get to do it, you'll see what's happening. Look, it's hard enough recovering from rehab. It's hard enough getting your thoughts together, and now trying to construct. Have a bit of sympathy for me, guys out there. You have to construct this in space and try and explain it without diagrams. What a hero. Okay, so you have a five rolls, but one roll is the roll you're going to wind those four rolls onto. Now, the first thing you do is that you get some silver foil on your first roll and make a wire feed off from it. That is, for a small section of the roll, 5 centimeters into the roll, and 10 centimeters out, you wrap it with a single wrap of silver foil and twist it around. So that's your bottom feed off wire, which connects to the aluminium foil that you're going to put on. Yep. You just with the first aluminium roll. So we're going to number the rolls 1, 2, 3, 4. So 2 and 4 are aluminium. 4 is the roll closest. So 1 to 4 going left to right. The right-hand side is your feed-on roll. You have attached a final electrode. And with the aluminium from foil from number 4 roll, that's the one nearest to it, you roll on a half, and with a piece of sticky tape stick that to your roll. I don't know if these birds are driving you crazy. They're driving me crazy with all their stupid calling. These are minor birds. These are really basically the cockroaches of birds. They're just and then but they're not as bad as the bell miners. Bell miners send you absolutely crazy mad. So okay, so we've got that, and then we roll it a distance, and we then pull out the installation, which is from roll number 3, and pull it underneath and tape that down. So the idea is why you roll it. So they're all they all have to be nominally 30 meter rolls. In general, you can either get 20 meter, 30 meter. All the rolls, all your rolls 1, 2, 3, and 4 have to be 30 meters, because the idea is that you, by rolling the first roll around, you ensure that your roll number 4 will finish first, and then you move in roll number 3, tape it down, continue to roll in roll number 2, which is aluminium foil, which is your other electrode. Now, your other electrode is not touching the exit electrode, if that makes sense. Your so that's your will be your top electrode, will be roll number 1, sorry, roll number 2, and then you have another layer of insulation, and you simply roll that up very a long way, and what you'll do is you'll actually wind up with a fairly hefty, it won't take too long because the actual diameter of this grows pretty quickly. You'll get a very thick, heavy capacitor built. I don't know how else you'd describe. So as you'll get to the end of roll 3, it's at that point you put a piece of sticky tape down, and before you get to the end, as you get to the end of roll 2, which is the aluminium foil, you tab in a piece of aluminium, which is and goes upwards as your other lead or feed through into aluminium. You then connect this, keep on rolling it, so that aluminium will be held underneath an insulation layer. So your last layer outside, because it's from the last roll. So as your rolls run out, you just chuck them away. As you go through, you've made a rather expensive, rather massive capacitor, and your last layer you tape in with some sticky tape. But may I recommend it? Once you've got it there, you can actually just furl it till it's tighter, and generally rubber bands to hold it down, and you'll have two aluminium electrodes, one at the bottom, one at the top, and this is a capacitor, which will be a reasonably strong capacitor, and you should be able to, with this, charge it up with a battery. Now, this, if you've got a resistor between your battery and the capacitor, you should be able to see the current go into your capacitor, and then when you disconnect it, you should be able to see that your capacitor holds some volts. And unlike the previous very first podcast, where the capacitor, the best you could see really is that the aluminium foil, layers of aluminium foil were sticking and holding to the paper, the charge was holding your paper. This one, you should be able to see it discharge its spark. And from having done this, you can actually hear a very faint pop. I can't quite do it. Pop. When it discharges, it's quite a satisfying thing to do. Can I say, ensure that you don't use your parents' aluminium foil. Explain what's going on, and there's a sort of, I think, a bit of irritation to it. Whether it's a usable thing, it's quite a big capacitor. There's another capacitor which I'm going to explain, and I might do a few formula for it. So the amount of capacitor is the amount of charge that the strength of your capacitor is the amount of charge carried per volt. So if I put 1 volt in, how many coulombs of charge is stored in it? But this particular capacitor you have built will be big enough to actually store it. I might go away and actually calculate the actual capacitance of that particular orientation for you. Please go off and do it. And the aim of these podcasts is to speak coherently and quietly and clearly, and not try to get people to imagine too many things. Imagine, like if I get up drafts, there's certain things I try to get people to imagine. Imagine two screens. I think in quantum mechanics, when I try to teach, I don't know, band gaps, I had to have them imagining the quantum numbers on one side and the electron wave functions on the other, or in various cases, I've got people imagining constructing a piece of equipment and the equation. So I'm not asking for too much. I've just basically described building this yourself. I'll come back to you with a on another podcast, the simple how you calculate what the capacitance of this is, and a few facts about capacitors. And so at the moment, it's just in general, familiarize yourself with capacitors. They were just the essential scientific equipment. The electric age of the Wimhurst machine was essentially just a pretty mechanized capacitor. That was a capacitor and a charge plate. Charge maker. So I'll have to talk about how charge plates are made, where you've got two different metals together, and the electrons move from towards the metal it prefers, and that's how they used to make charge in the old days, back in the Victorian era. Thanks for listening. In the meantime, keep on thinking science, in this case, doing science, and when you've done science, eventually teaching and spreading it. This is the basis of our world. So it's important that you're able to teach it.